Good evening. Welcome to Sister's Place Entertainment Showcase. This is our author feature with Renata Huggins. Welcome to our showcase, Renata.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're so welcome. So tell us about Lies He Told.
Okay. Well, Lies He Told is about a 50, first of all, let's just start with where the book came from. It's loosely based on my life. So the actual events that go on with the main character are true. The book is labeled as a fiction because I am, you know, telling my story and just to, you know, protect myself, you know, logistically and all of that. But it is about a 15-year-old girl. Her name is Shanae Huggins. And she just pretty much, you know, has everything together. You know, she's living her life as well beyond her years. You know, she's very street knowledgeable. You know, she is savvy. She's fresh. You know, she's fly. She is definitely grown, quote unquote. And, you know, she finds her way meeting this guy. His name is Keyshawn Johnson, allegedly, a New York resident, and he just basically turns her life upside down, you know, in the matter of a year, and he turns out to be someone that he totally is not, you know, without me completely giving it all away. She goes through, you know, tons of trials and tribulations, and, you know, it's not until the end, you know, once she finds herself in a situation that she can't get out of, that she starts to see things for what they really are. But unfortunately, it's too late, you know. And so, yeah, that's the basis of it. If you want it, I can give you the full synopsis, but, you know, I've sent you that. That's the basis of it.
Okay.
Without giving it
away. Title?
I chose the title because I felt
Too much away.
Right. I got that title. I chose that title because I felt like that is exactly what it was, you know, the lies he told, you know. And I felt that best fit it at the time. Of course, after, you know, have been read by a few publishers, they thought that I should have changed it. You know, I even had a whole Sex, Lies, and Betrayal title on there at one point, Secrets and Lies at one point. But I came back to my original title for it because this was my baby. This is a story that is very near and dear to my heart. It's about how me and my son was victimized by his biological father, you know, and so I didn't want to, I didn't want to have anything that was unauthentic to me. So that was significant to me, and I wanted to keep it. Yeah.
Okay.
And that's exactly what Shanae was told, a bunch of lies.
Okay. So how long have you been writing?
I started writing in 2004. Lies He Told is my first book. I wrote a short story for Lipstick Diaries 3 in 2012, and I came out with three editions of The Lies He Told. So I guess you could say since 2004 is when I started writing. Yeah.
Okay. So what inspires you to write as an author?
Well, unfortunately, I am an author by accident. I was hit by a drunk driver in 2004, and I really didn't have anything to do. I was down for a year, you know, almost a year, about 10 months, give or take. And I had nothing to do, and I was just so used to, you know, being in my routine and working and taking care of the boys and just, you know, moving. And I couldn't do anything. And so I went into my kitchen. I got some of my computer, my printing paper out of my computer. I got a manila envelope. I drew some lines. And I started telling my story. And so I guess you could say my accident inspired me to write. And then my story is what inspired Lies He Told. I just wrote my story. I figured that I had never, I knew that I never heard anybody that, you know, going through anything that I had went through. And if they had gone through it, I'm quite sure they were probably in the space that I was, feeling so ashamed, you know, to even uncover and expose themselves in this light. And I, you know, I was there with a broken neck in three places, you know, because of a man already, you know, and it was like, how exposed, you know, how more exposed can I be? You know what I mean? So I just thought to tell my story, you know. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. It's your story. Your story is your testimony.
Absolutely.
Mhm. So, who are your top five authors that you're reading?
I thought about this question. And you know, I even started to even like email you because some people are very surprised and very impressed with my answer and they like it, and then some are like, oh man, you know what I mean? Like, what do you mean? So this is what it is. I don't read. I haven't read. And the reason why, once I started writing and figured out that I had this talent, I chose not to do that because I don't want to write like anybody. I didn't want to adapt anybody's style. I didn't want to adapt anybody's language. And with me being so fresh and not really understanding the gift that I had and, you know, how to go about it, I just didn't want to pick up anyone's style and anyone's practice, and you know, I just wanted it to solely be me, and I wanted to be able to answer this question and tell the truth, you know, that I'm inspired by authors. I look up to authors. Since I've gotten into the literacy world, you know, I have, you know, become quite fond by a lot of authors, but I don't read. You know, I support them. I buy their material. I have tons of books on my shelf. But I breeze through them. I read the synopsis. You know, those attract me. Acknowledgments attract me. Dedications attract me. And I already, as I said, these are authors that I know and that I've become fond and they inspire me. And so I know, you know, their stories. I know the kind of, you know, literature they write. And so I just support, but I don't read. And so if I had to say who my top five authors were, that inspire me and that I can say I've literally had some conversations with and that have coached me. My first number one would be Anthony White. He's with Augusta Publishing. He's the CEO of Augusta Publishing, but he's the author of Ghetto Girl. He's the author of Blackout. He writes for people. He's actually the CEO of the Lipstick Diaries as well. And so that's how I was able to write that short story. So he's definitely an author that I looked up to, and he's huge to me in the literacy world. Then you have Tamika Newhouse. I love her. The fact that I'll never forget that time when I was going through that rough patch when I first came out with the first edition of Lies He Told. I remember her being one of the people to tell me, you know, if anything, let that one go and write another one. You know, you take your power back, you know, like leave it alone, you know, because I was asking her, like, should I go after this woman? Like, what should I really do? And she was like, no, let that go. You got to move on, you know. And she was one of the ones that I just remembered inspired me to go so hard to take my power back from Concrete Rose Publishing. And then I have Mimi Capri. I've had personal conversations with her, where she's definitely uplifted me and coached me, you know, through a situation. So I look up to her. She's Tainted One and Two. She also has the P-Trap. I don't know if you heard of her or not, but she's really, really huge in the literacy world. Then you have Cash Money Content authors, you know, Wanda Clark. Everybody knows her. She's huge. I met her at the Harlem Book Fair. She took my book, she took a picture with me, and just the fact that she took the time to even talk to me, as huge as she is at that event, I thought that was really cool. And so I've always looked up to her and appreciated her for that. And then last but not least, I'm going to go with George Sherman. You know, she's the CEO and founder of G Street Chronicles. He's massive, you know. They just signed me this year. I have a 4-book deal with them. And I think he's pretty talented as well. He's definitely one of the authors that I look up to. So yeah, there you have my top five. And I have, you know, I have a lot more. You know, Black Widow is really good, too. I love her. You know, I know her, not personally mm-hmm. because I've met her physically, but she's on my label. And, you know, we chat, you know, through social okay. media and so forth. And she's really supportive. So, yeah, I like her, too. Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. So how can our audience learn more about you and find you on social media?
Okay, well, you can definitely learn more about me through Google, them Googleable, and it gives you my latest articles. I just had a press release with Women of Distinction mm-hmm. magazine. I'm their 2015 honoree for the Award of Excellence, and I'm also going to, I'll be featured in their magazine in the winter, their winter edition for the in the Women Making a Difference edition part of the magazine. So you can definitely find me on Google and find me there. I'm on every social media outlet. Well, not every, because I'm not on your Tumblr and your Tango and all that. So let me back up. I'm not on every social media. I am on Instagram, and you can definitely find me on Instagram at Renarda Huggins. You can find me at Renarda the Author, and you can find me at Shanae Huggins on Instagram. On Facebook, you can find me at Renarda Huggins, and you can find me at the author, Shanae Huggins, on Facebook. And on Twitter, you can find me at Renarda Huggins. Yes, that's 6 pages, people. I try to work all of those. I try to work them all. But you can find me on all of them. You can definitely get Lies He Told on Amazon. We have a great Kindle version going right now, great price at $2.99 for the Kindle version. So you can definitely find that on Amazon. I am not sure if the paperbacks are available on Amazon or not yet, but I have them. And so if there's anybody that wants a paperback, you can definitely email me at renardahuggins@yahoo.com or get in touch with me on any of those social media websites that I just mentioned. DM me, inbox me, you know, tweet me. I'll definitely respond, like, mm-hmm. within the hour. I'm really good about that, connecting with people and, you know, just making sure that I give them the same response that, you know, in the time that they're taking to, you know, get at me. So that's mm-hmm. important to me. So I'll definitely respond to you. I'll definitely find every way I can to get you your book. If you live in Boston, I sign, seal, and deliver. So I'll deliver your autographed copy to you if you want a copy and you're within my traveling, you know, parameters. I'll definitely get that to you. Yeah, so there you have it. That's everything.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you for sitting down with us today. This was great.